With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Amaya Atucha is an associate professor and extension specialist at UW-Madison, and she focuses in on fruit trees and cranberry production. She can be a great resource for our commercial fruit growers. But in this interview, we talked about the basics of pruning your apple tree or fruit bush in your backyard. And I asked her, with this roller coaster of a spring we're experiencing, should this be changing when we are pruning our fruit trees, or what insight she had on when's the best time frame to prune?
It's always tricky to decide when to start pruning. Here are the possibilities. We had a nice fall that actually people could have started pruning in the fall. However, the problem is, like, we don't, in the fall, we don't know what kind of winter we're going to have. We did have a very cold end of January. We had a couple of days, at least a week, in which the temperatures really went down consistently. And that, if you have a pruning cut, that could, when we have those really, really, really cold temperatures, what could happen is that you can see some dieback right, you know, at the area where you made that pruning cut, especially if you're removing a big limb. Why that happens? Because it's so cold and so dry that there's dehydration. And so that tissue right under that cut could have some damage. If we have a nice winter, now, if we don't have extremely, extremely cold temperatures, that will be totally fine. But the problem is that in the fall, you don't know what kind of winter you're going to have. Now, the traditional time for pruning is, we always say, try to prune, you know, in the spring. Why? Because we know that we won't have those really cold temperatures during that time. So for me, I would say continue pruning. If you're just, you know, if you're a commercial fruit grower and you have, you know, 500 acres that you have to prune, you need to start early on. You need to do it. But if you're a homeowner and you just have a couple of trees, it's okay to wait. You can wait to prune even until when you already start seeing those buds swell. That is totally fine. In fact, some of the recommendations we have for our commercial apple growers is sometimes we tell them just wait until you actually see the bloom, because of a specific management that we're doing for a commercial production. But if you're a homeowner and you have an apple tree, it's totally fine to prune when you already see some of those flower clusters coming out. That is no problem at all. The same is true if you're pruning peaches. The same is true if you have, you know, grapevines. You can prune all the way until you see that the buds are swelling. The only consideration to have is that if you have buds that are swelling and you're pruning and you're rubbing off all of those, you know, limbs that you're taking, you might be rubbing off some of those buds and damage them. So that's the reason why you might want to do it a little bit early. But even with this spring, with this very crazy weather that we're experiencing, it's totally fine to prune right now. There shouldn't be any problems. The trees are going to be fine.
And that's your connection to agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.